Zone here on 82-yard touchdown. Quick set by Hines up the middle. Mitchell on the ricochet. Can't get to it. That's quite a hand that all good setters can do. Hampton Hines with the quick set kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Hines again. Set across Plagan. Left side. Throw the block. Huron at max point again. And he's looking right. Going to throw it that far sideline. Perfectly, 32 yards.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Lane Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And good evening. We're back in volleyball mode tonight, back at the arena, Huron Tigers, Roosevelt Rough Riders on a Tuesday night volleyball match. These two teams generally have played tight matches the last 6 years, basically since Coach Vanderwall came in at Roosevelt. Roosevelt comes in with a record of 7-10. Huron at 11-10. Huron a nice three-game winning streak, winning three at home last week, a week ago against Pierre. Then Friday, Rapid City Central. Saturday, Rapid City Stevens. Hope to keep that momentum going here now as we are well into the month of October. And I think 1 month from Thursday, if I have my arithmetic right, that will be the end of the regular season. So it is coming up very quickly. Actually, 3 weeks from Thursday, now that I look at it, 3 weeks from Thursday will be the end of the regular season. 4 weeks from Thursday will be the SODAC 16 match. So, yeah, teams are trying to get position. As I said, Roosevelt at 7-10. I believe they're at 11 or 12 in the latest power points. Huron is at number 8. That'd be good enough for a home match right now, but a lot of teams are bunched together in that, and so still a lot of volleyball left to be played. Talk to Coach Vanderwall, head coach of Roosevelt, and Tyann Ulmer, head coach of our Huron Tigers. Those interviews coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue our pregame here as we get set for Roosevelt and Huron High School Volleyball here at the arena. Kevin Vanderwall, head coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders. They come in with a record of 7-10 on the season. And, Coach, just some of your thoughts here for, well, we're past the halfway point of the season, some of the things you've seen and what you hope to accomplish here now down the road.
Yeah, I think at this point of the season, we're just trying to figure out how to be a little more consistent. We've had some matches, Jefferson, Washington, Harrisburg, where we've played well. We've played hold a set from them, but now we're trying to figure out how do you put three in a row. And in Double A, that's a really hard thing to do, so we're just trying to figure out how to be a little more consistent in that place. So,
well, we will give a shout-out first. You had a key loss before you ever brought the first volleyballs out. Zoe Huseman, who was your main frontline hitter last year, tore up her knee during the offseason, out for the year. I guess she had advanced warning, but still, it's not fun.
No, that's been a big adjustment for the kids just to fill in. She was a six rotation kid that played everywhere, so we've got a sophomore in that spot, and she's trying to figure it out. And the whole team, you know, she was our leader and voice, but they've kind of embraced that. We had the summer to work through that, and it's taken a couple matches, but at least we still have her on the bench. She's a voice with the team, so she's out but not gone completely, so it's kind of nice having her around still.
And looking at the lineup you gave me here, you still got some good height.
Yeah, we got some good hands up at the net. We can create some doubt in some other teams, so we got some good kids that can get their hands up and over.
And what are some of the things, when things are going right, what are some of the things that are working for Roosevelt?
Yeah, I think anyone that's watched volleyball knows if you can have energy and communicate with each other, good things are going to happen. So it's trying to figure out how do we keep that going, even if we're weathering storms and stuff. So that's been kind of our big thing that we're focusing on.
And I mentioned the height you have. Huron does not, but again, this is really a typical Huron team.
Yeah, I think anyone that's played in Huron knows not to underestimate, even though they don't have height. They're always scrappy. From what I can see on film, they keep the ball in play. They're always very well coached. They understand the game of volleyball really well, so they may not have height, but they get their hands over. They create, always creating issues. Defense, you're going to have to earn every ball you get, and their kids are smart. They know how to swing well. They find the spots, so always a tough team to play.
And then one other thing, too, I will add, since you've been the head coach of Roosevelt, just seems like Huron Roosevelt's always just a tight match.
Yeah, it's always a fun one. You know, back coaching against Shelly, but in Josh and now her daughter, I just know they're coached well. They know their scouting reports, and a lot of what I learned was from Shelly back in the day, so I built on that, and it's always a fun match when we get together.
And lastly, you kind of touched on it at the beginning there, but what are some of the things you want to see the girls work on here now? After all, in 3 weeks, we're going to be thinking SODAC.
Yeah, just trying to piece together, can we be consistent throughout full sets? Can we keep our highs really well? Can we keep our energy even if the other team's making runs on us, and mentally flip the switch on that? And so we got tonight, we build into a tournament this weekend, so just trying to see those parts, those pieces, and start peaking at the right time.
Kevin Vanderwall, head coach of Roosevelt. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The Huron Tigers are a charter member of the Eastern South Dakota Conference, or the ESD. For the first 47 years of its existence, the ESD was simply a boys' athletic conference. Beginning in the 70s, girls' sports were added. In 1974, girls' track. In the 74-75 school year, gymnastics, golf, and tennis. 75-76, girls basketball, 91-92, volleyball.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pregame report as the Huron Tigers host the Roosevelt Rough Riders tonight. Diane Ulmer, head coach of Huron, coming in with a record of 11-10 and 3 wins in a row. And, Coach, a nice week last week.
Yeah, it was a good week. They knew that we needed the 2 wins, and they pulled it off. And I can't say that they're not working hard, so they're at least trying to get better.
you know, in the two Rapid City schools, you kind of go into that weekend maybe thinking a split, but, you know, you win one, you want to win the other, and the fact he came out with a sweep with sweeps was a pretty good run for the girls.
Yeah, and they were happy about that, and I was happy about that. Could we have played better Saturday? Yes. We worked on some stuff that we need to work on during the Friday match, and then I think we were just, it's hard to play back-to-back, and knowing you're playing in the afternoon is a different vibe, so they came out, even though we weren't playing great, and still 1-3.
Now, Roosevelt comes in tonight, and I guess first things first, not that this is any surprise, but they sure are tall.
They are tall. We worked on that in practice yesterday on how we were going to help us get over that block and what we can do, and they just need to execute and not think about it so much.
You know, and one thing I was talking to Kevin about that, too, is just seems like since he came in at Roosevelt, these have just been tight matches here on a Roosevelt every year.
Yeah, and we know it's going to be a long night. We just got to make sure that we can play to what we can play at.
And bottom line is you want to keep that momentum rolling. As I said, a good week last week with the three wins. We got the back to a winning record at 11-10. And, you know, these matches are really starting to add up when you start looking at the positioning of the teams.
Right, and we don't really speak of that with the girls because it puts a lot of pressure on them. But as a coaching staff, we know what it means. But the chips are going to fall where they fall at the end of the day, and we'll deal with it then.
Diane Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today.
Provide the rehab and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Sharing Cass, I'm a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigledor, junior, right side hitter. Number two, Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter. Number three, Jensi Gergen, four, sophomore, stutter. Samantha Ming-Mordis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Schuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pei Severance, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter.
Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS.
Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter.
Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter.
Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And just started the national anthem. Let's take a quick one-minute timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we are back at the Huron Arena. It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM, Huron, Roosevelt. Huron ready to go for high school volleyball. Here's the lineup for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Record of 7-10. Kevin Vanderwall is their head coach. They'll start Matea Cousins, a 5'7 sophomore setter. Kate Wiebesek, a 5'6 junior setter. Clara Montero, a 6-foot junior right side. Kaylee Evenson, a 5'9 junior outside. Avery Allenstein, a 6-foot junior middle. Avery Goble, a 6'1 senior middle. Riley Brower, a 5'9 sophomore outside. Christy Monker, a 5'6 sophomore defensive specialist. Abby Terrell is a 6-foot ninth grader, middle and right side. And Katie Bleeker, a 5'6 junior libero. Huron Tigers head coach Diane Ulmer, record of 11-10. Girls we expect on the floor tonight, Deja Claggett, 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Magmoradeth, a 5'9 junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, 5'4 senior serving specialist. Maddie Jurgens, 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior setter. And Mackenzie Simmonsma is a 6-foot senior middle. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our match tonight, Cindy Traeger and Eric Gerlach. The line judges, Dean Duxbury and Shar Sarda. They are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Gerlach will be the R1, the up official. Traeger, the R2, the down official. You're on wearing the white tops tonight. This is the game where Hilton Hines, as the libero, gets to wear her pink jersey. Otherwise, the girls will be wearing the pink the rest of the way through the month of October. So here on wearing the white tops, black numbers and letters. Roosevelt wearing the maroon or burgundy, whatever you want to call it. White numbers, gold letters. Then the libero, Bleeker, is wearing a gold top. So ready to go here from the arena. And opening serve will be Katie Bleeker and the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And we are ready to go. Back in the volleyball saddle tonight here at the arena. Bleeker right below me, and there's the whistle. And our match is ready to go. Serve back row, Allie Davis. Hines with the set across. Claggett will dump it in the middle. Dug out in the back row by Monker. Here's the tip by Roosevelt going to the corner. Huron can't quite get control of it. Nice body control there. Evenson will get the kill for Roosevelt, and the Riders get the first point. They're up 1-0. Bleeker again on the serve for Roosevelt. Back row, Allie Davis goes over to get it. Bumped ahead by Jurgens. Free ball, Hilton Hines. Here's the bump in the middle to the left side. Evenson again winds up, dug out, Hilton Hines. Tigers did get a block on it. Jurgens free balls. Again, right from the middle. Here's the quick set, the hit. Tigers get a block on it. Set to the left. Claggett hits through the block back. Tigers get control again. Just going to be a free ball by Claggett to the corner. Boy, made Monker move, but she got over to it. Evenson left side into the net. Long volley, and Huron gets the point. And we're tied at one, and Hampton Hines will serve as Aurora Dreyer checks into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Hines, back row, serve receive Monker, set by Wiebenheck, and back row dug out by Hines. Hampton will set, free ball across Dreyer. Set again to the left side. They hit Evenson, drills it to the corner. Nobody home in white. Evenson a pair of kills. 2-1 lead for the Riders. Checking in to serve and play back row. Matea Cousins for Roosevelt. Shoots a back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Back set. Here's Claggett with the tip. Cross court and misplayed by Cousins. And we're tied at two. They do give a Claggett a kill on that, but again, all she did was just tapped it across and it was misplayed by Cousins, but we'll take the point and Claggett steps back to serve. Serve it back roll, Bleeker. Going to be bumped ahead by Wiebesek. Cross court, nice dig by Claggett. Huron gets it back to the middle of the floor and Hilton Hines will free ball it. Wiebesek to set across left side. Evenson again. Partial block by Huron. Set left side. Davis through the block. Oh, nice save by Cousins. Third hit, and Roosevelt will get it across. Great play, Cousins. Quick set to the corner. That one misplayed by Roosevelt. Quick set kill for Hampton Hines, and Huron up 3-2. First kill for Hampton. Claggett on the serve, trying to keep the momentum going on the side of the Huron Tigers. Serve to the corner, serve receive Cousins. Pass ahead, Bleeker. Evenson left side goes out. Boy, that was closer than what I thought it was going to be and what Huron thought, but it was out by about half a foot. Thought it was going to go out further than that, but Huron now a 4-2 lead here in set one. Claggett again on the serve, far into the floor from me. Serve receive Cousins. Bleeker sends it ahead. Evenson getting a lot of work on the left side. Dumps it in the campfire. Nobody home. 4-3. Roosevelt breaks the Huron run. Evenson already with three kills. Checking into the front row is Riley Brower for Roosevelt. Serving is Evenson, who I said was getting a majority of the hits there in those first couple of rotations. Pass ahead. Davis will tip up the middle. Roosevelt able to play it. Backline attack Evenson, and she'll dump it in the back row. Well, you can kind of see already who Roosevelt wants to get the swings to. It's Kaylee Evenson. That time a back row attack for the kill. We're tied at four. Evenson to serve. Back to the corner, Claggett. Hines will set. Here's the tip by Davis. Block back, and Huron won't get to it. Block. Kill by Allenstein, and Roosevelt regains the lead at 5-4. In Roosevelt, a definite height advantage, a lot of 5'11", six-footers. But again, that's nothing new to Huron. They see that pretty much every time out on the court. Hampton 9 sets, Mangmoradeff through the block. Nice dig, though, by Roosevelt. Left side hit, dig by Hampton Hines. Hampton will center. That was Hilton with the dig. Hampton sets. Big back row, Evenson from the middle. Blocked at the net, Mangmoradeff. Roosevelt keeps it alive. Left side block back again. Dreyer and Mangmoradeff tie it at five. We'll see if that's a double block or a single. It's like Sam Mangmoradeff will get the block kill on that. Nope, they are going to go double block with Mangmoradeff and Dreyer, and I do agree. Tied at five. Hilton 9 serving. Shanked in the back row by Cousins. First ace of the night for other team. For either team. Here on up 6-5. Ace there for Hilton Hines. Hilton again with the serve. A back row serve receive. Here's the set off to the left. The hit up the middle off of Hilton Hines. Brower will get the kill her first. We're tied at 6 in set 1. Checking in the front row now is Avery Goble. For Roosevelt, stepping back to serve is Avery Allenstein. Back row serve received Claggett. Set in the middle. Simmonsmo will put a back row out. Allenstein there. Left side hit. Block back at the net. Dreyer and Simmonsmo there. Huron blocking. Pretty decent here to start the match. Huron up 7-6. I believe that was Dreyer with the block kill. So she has a pair of block kills. She goes off the floor now as Maddie Juergens in to serve. Maddie sends it back row to Roosevelt. Back line attack to the corner. Shank chased down by Claggett. Third hit free ball by Hampton Hines. Goes right back to Evenson. Quick set, tipped back by Davis. Neither team looked very crisp there. Bad pass, but Roosevelt gets it across. Back set, Simmonsma right to left. Cousins plays that one. Set Wiebesek, back line attack. Evenson dug out in the back row. Quick set by Hines. Bleeker's there, hit up the middle. Nice dig. Hilton Hines set for Davis. Her hit blocked at the net. Goble with the block kill. And we're tied at 7 in set 1. A lot of action at the net here early going. The passing hasn't always been so crisp. Clara Montero into the front row for Roosevelt. Ryder serve with Wiebesek. Here's the bump ahead, left side. Hit back row by Davis. Wiebesek sets, right side, Montero, cross court. Juergens there, pass ahead. And Davis will put it into the back row. Bleeker there. Set up the middle and pushed across by Roosevelt. Shanked by Hilton Hines. Goble will get another kill. I believe that was her anyway. It was her second. Now Roosevelt up 8-7. Roosevelt on the serve as they have a little momentum on their back. Hilton Hines on serve, receive. Hampton, the quick set to the corner, slap. Nice recovery by Bleeker. Long hit, but Roosevelt gets it across. Good hustle by Goble. Left side, the hit up the middle. Dig out by Bleeker. Left side, the tip over the block and right in front of the back row. That was number 15, Brower, with the kill. And Roosevelt on a run here now, up 9-7. That's their biggest lead of set one. Of course, Huron's biggest lead has been 2 as well. Wiebesek serves. Hilton Hines on serve receive. Quick set and a net call going to go on Hilton Hines. Could have been a hitting error as well. She just tried to dump it on the way down and hit the net. And Roosevelt up 10-7, 4-0 run by Roosevelt. Actually, 5-0 run by Roosevelt. Wiebesek serves. Back row Juergens. Bumped ahead Hines. Left side Davis, blocked back at the net by Goble. Quick set across, Hampton Hines into the campfire. Roosevelt got one play on it, but not a second hit. Second kill for Hampton Hines. Huron breaks the Roosevelt run. It's 10-8, Riders. Allie Davis on the serve. Serve received Bleeker. Wiebesek has to go over to get it. Left hand attack, and ooh, just missed, trying to go cross court. Brower had the right idea just long. 10-9, Huron back within one. Davis serving. Serve receive, back row Brower. Cross court, free ball to cross by Goble. Set, here's the hit. Simmonsma to the corner, Bleeker there. Back set, right side hit, Brower, and forehand attack. And we're tied at 10, now a 3-0 run by Huron. Both teams have just basically made their little runs here. I guess Roosevelt had a brief 3-point lead, but now it's tied again with Allie Davis serving. Serve receive, back roll Brower. Free ball to cross Bleeker. Overpass Huron. Roosevelt can set it up. Set it to the left. The hit goes long. Goble, no touch. And Huron, a 4-0 run to go back up. 11-10. That matches Huron's record at 11-10. Davis serves. Serve received. Kind of shanked. Chased down by Wiebesek. Free ball to cross Stevenson. Quick set down by Hampton Hines. It wasn't a great pass, and Hampton just decided to use it to her advantage. Gets the kill. Huron up 12-10. Third kill for Hampton Hines. Huron now on the 5-0 run. Serve receive Bleeker. Wiebesek with the back set, right side. Brower. Here, Hilton Hines digs it out. Free ball to cross Claggett. And what do we have here? A double hit on Huron. Breaks the Huron run. Roosevelt back within one at 12-11. Riley Brower to serve for Roosevelt. Back to the corner, Allie Davis. Hampton Hines back set. They hit by Simmonsma, blocked it out. Simmonsma with the kill. Here on back up 2 at 13-11. Simmonsma with her first kill. She comes out and Madison Hirschman on as her serving specialist duties. Here on a 2-point lead. And Hirschman on the serve. serves to the corner, and Evenson has a drop right in front of her. Evenson thought it was coming to her, and all of a sudden it died right in front of her. An ace for Hirschman, and Huron back up 3-14-11. Hirschman pops it back row. Bleeker handles that one. Wiebesek, the middle, punched over by Goble. It goes in, and I think it was touched by Huron anyway. Avery Goble with her third kill. Roosevelt back within two at 14-12. Hilton Hines back into the lineup for Huron at her libero position. Bleeker, libero for Roosevelt, serving. Davis from the back row. Hines sets across. Claggett with the big hit through the block. Claggett went up against a double block. Two much taller players. Claggett with her second kill. Huron back up three at 15-12. They got 14-12 on the scoreboard, but I think it's 15. Hampton Hines serving. Yep, they do have it 15 now. Serve, receive, Evenson. Set the tip across. Tigers get a handle on it. Left side, Claggett, cross court, goes long. Hitting air Huron. Roosevelt back within two at 15-13. And that brings Cousins back in to a serve and play back row for the Riders. Taking a look at the lineup here. Now here we're ready to go. Cousins puts it back row, Claggett. Set by Hines. Make more death off the left side, off the block. Nice play. Back roll by Roosevelt. And then Huron can't come up with the dig. Great play by Monker in the back row to keep it alive. And Roosevelt ultimately dumps it by the back row. That'll be another kill for Evenson, her fifth. And Roosevelt within one. Back set. Claggett coming off the right side. Down the middle. Nobody home. Huron back up 16-14. Deja Claggett with her third kill. 16-14, the lead two for the Huron Tigers. Been a tight first set. Biggest lead has been 3 points. Serve received, shanked in the back row by Cousins. Huron again up three, 17-14. That is the third ace of the set for the Huron Tigers. Claggett her first. Deja serves. Bleeker down to get it. Overpass. Dump back by Davis. Was somebody in the net? It is going to be Huron's point. Davis will get the kill, and now the biggest lead for either team in the first set, 18-14. Davis, her first kill. Claggett again serving. Sends it way long. That is the first service error either team tonight. Pulls Roosevelt back within one at 18-15. Back into the front row is Riley Brower for Roosevelt. Serving for the Riders is Evenson. Into the net. Now each team has a service error after we went quite a while without either having it. Here on 19, Roosevelt 15, Hilton Hines on the serve now for the Huron Tigers. Send it back row, serve receive Cousins. Set in the middle, the hit goes long. Was there a touch? There was. That'll be a kill for Allenstein. And Roosevelt again within three at 19-16 in set one. Allenstein just got the kill. Now she steps back and serves for the Riders. And she'll serve long. Here I'm back up four, 20-16. Went a long time without any service errors. Now I think three of the last 5 points have come off service errors between the two teams. Mandy Juergens in, Dreyer off for Huron. Juergens to serve and play back row. Serve receive, back row. Bump it ahead, left side. They hit Brower. Nice dig, Hilton Hines. Quick set across by Hampton. Roosevelt sets it up again, blocked at the net. Bleeker stays with it. Going to be hit to the back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set up the middle, tipped by Simmonsma. Roosevelt can set it in the middle. Goble, again, not much on it. Set left, here's Davis through the block and shanked into the stands. Davis defeated the block, forced it through. Here on their biggest lead of the first set, 21-16, and Roosevelt wants a timeout. Here on up, 21-16, and set one, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Attention, Tiger fans, show your school spirit through leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron 21, Roosevelt 16, Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Scoreboard update, JV, Roosevelt wins 25-22-18. Sophomore match, Huron wins 25-19, 13-25-15-9. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Twins lost, we'll leave it at that. Huron with momentum, up 21-16 in set one. And Juergens to serve off the Ryder timeout. Serve received, back row set across and hit. Tigers get to it, set to the left. Davis with the hit, has a hot hand. Oh, just missed. Close call, and Huron lobbying for a touch, but I think that's the student body just trying to get into it. Point Roosevelt on the hitting error, 21-17. Serving is Kate Wiebesek. For Roosevelt, back row, serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Simmons with the hit, blocked back by Roosevelt. Huron stays with it. Davis off the left side, blocked by Roosevelt. Again, tipped across by Simmonsma. Roosevelt will back set it. Left side hit by Brower. Huron there, and quick set to the corner. There's Hampton Hines again. Hampton Hines with four kills in the first set. And coaches talk about Hampton Hines. One of the first things they mention is an offensive-minded setter. Four kills in the first set for Hampton here on up five. Serve back row to Evenson. Set to the left. The hit powered into the back row by Goble. Her fourth kill. Roosevelt gets one back. It's 22-18 here on. Riley Brower will serve for Roosevelt. 22-18, Huron leading. Back to the corner, Allie Davis. Set across left, Claggett will tip it across the front row. Bleeker tried to dig it out. She thought somebody else was going to make a play. Nice placement there by Allie Davis. And Huron 2 points away at 23-18. Third kill for Allie Davis. Hirschman in, the serving specialist for Huron. With Huron up 23-18 in set one. Into the net, service error. Roosevelt gets one back at 23-19. That is the second service error against Huron. Two apiece. Bleeker, Katie, the libero, serving for Roosevelt. Serve received, Davis, set for Meg Moradeth. Bounces it through the block. Had the double block lined up on her, and Meg Moradeth powered it through. Huron at set point, 24-19. Second kill for Samantha Meg Moradeth, and Hampton Hines serving at set point. Serve back row, Evenson on serve receive. Pass ahead by Bleeker. Evenson, left side, cross court. Nice dig, Davis, overpass though. Roosevelt, Bleeker will pass it. Left side, Evenson again through the block of Meg Moradeth. Roosevelt stays alive at 24-20. That is the sixth kill for Kaylee Evenson. Huron still at set point, but Roosevelt has the serve, and Matea Cousins to serve and play back role for the Riders. 24-20 Huron in set one. And Claggett lets it go. Service error. And Huron takes the first set, 25-20. Huron up one set to none. Timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back at the arena, I'm Jeff Duffy. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron takes the first set 25-20. Washington defeated Brookings in the first set 25-4. And Jefferson defeated Mitchell 25-14 in set one. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron led most of that first set. Roosevelt had a little run there between points 5 and 10. And other than that, Huron pretty much had control of things. And now we get ready for set number 2. Huron on the road Thursday at second-ranked Jefferson. We'll have that match on the air, God willing. Those Sioux Falls Public Schools outside of Lincoln, reception is not the best. But we will make the valiant attempt. Hampton Hines gets set 2 underway for Huron. Puts it back row, Evenson. Pass ahead, Bleeker. Evenson will just free ball. Huron can set it up. Here's the set. Make more death from the middle through the block. Huron up 1-0. Sam made more death, her third kill, and Huron up 1-0 to open up set number 2. Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Goes to the corner, serve, receive, Evenson, and just kind of dies at the net. Wiebesek tried to get over there, but the pass was off target. That's an ace for Hampton Hines, her first of the night. And Huron up 2-0 here in set number 2. Serve, receive, Evenson. Pass ahead by Bleeker. They hit by Evenson, and nobody could get to it. Looked like it might have went long, but Allie Davis made a play on it. Then it just kind of fell where nobody could get a handle. Evenson with the kill. 2-1 lead here on in set 2. Evenson already with a big night ever for 7 kills. Roosevelt serving with Bleeker. Hampton sets. Make more death with the tip off the left side. Dug out by Wiebesek. Left side, Evenson winds up. Dig by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Here's Claggett with the hit. Blocked back by Goble, I believe. Roosevelt gets control again. Right side hit. Goes wide left. Aubrey Terrell went wide to the left. I don't remember her playing in the first set. Playing now, and it's 3-1. Huron leading. Claggett serving for the Tigers. Deja sends it across, serve, receive, back row, Monker, back set, right side hit, Terrell again goes long, and Huron off to a 4-1 lead, a couple of errors by Roosevelt, and Huron has the early lead here in set number 2. Again, it's Claggett serving for Huron, back to the corner, Evenson kind of shanks, a nice play, Wiebesek, and then Evenson gets it across, set to the left, Davis goes over the block, blocked back. Huron now just free balls it. Wiebesek with the set up the middle and going way long. Looked like somebody was in the net. Either way, hitting Aaron Roosevelt. And Roosevelt really getting wild with their swings now. And Huron up 5-1 in set two. Claggett again on the serve. Back row serve received. Wiebesek with the set. The hit into the net. Yep, forehand attack. I didn't think Huron had a block on it. And Huron off quickly here in set two, 6-1. Claggett continues to serve as Huron on a roll here to start set number two and up one set to none. Claggett sends it back row and shanked in the back row as coming together were Moncker and Evenson. Huron up 7-1, second ace for Claggett. 7-1 Huron, and I think four of those points have come off Roosevelt airs. Overpass and Magmore Adept knocks it back. The dig by Roosevelt, and it went right above the net, and Sam Magmoradeth just slammed it home. 8-1 Huron. No timeout yet here from Vanderwall. Here's the bump ahead, left side. Evenson with the hit. Hilton Hines with the dig. Hampton sends it across. Free ball by Allie Davis. Nope, into the net. That breaks the Huron run. It was a 6-0 run Huron. Now 8-2. Huron leading, and Matea Cousins will serve and play back row for the Riders of Roosevelt. And goes long, service error. Huron back up, 9-2. Back up by 7. First service error this set on Roosevelt, 4 total. Hilton Hines serving for Huron, libero. Serve received, Bleeker. And going to be tipped across by Roosevelt. Ping-ponged, and Huron can't get to it. Nice little sleight of hand that time by Wiebesek. And mostly she was just trying to keep it off the net, and it results in a point for Roosevelt. 9-3. Huron leads by 6. Evenson will serve for the Riders. Serve receive, back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton sends it ahead. Allie Davis, back row, serve receive, or dig by Roosevelt, tipped across by Allenstein. Tigers get control. Free ball across. Wiebesek keeps it alive and free balled over by Brower. Huron sets it. Here's Simmonsma up the middle. Quick set. Now tipped across. It's blocked but off. Simmonsma got a block on it, but just enough touch on that by Allenstein to get it to move through. And Roosevelt pulls within 9-4 in set two. Huron trying to build some momentum back after Huron was controlling that early on. Claggett misplays it from the back row, an ace for Roosevelt. And just like that, the Riders are within 4 at 9-5. Give the ace to Evenson. 9-5, Roosevelt back within 4. Serve received, Claggett. Hampton will back set. Here's Dreyer up the middle. Nobody home. Dreyer really had to stretch to get that. Gets her third kill, for Aurora. Her first off the attack, 10-5. Here on up 5. Juergens serving into the net, service error. Roosevelt gets it right back, it's 10-6. First service error here on this set, third total. Avery Allenstein to serve for Roosevelt, and will go long. Service error Roosevelt, here on back up, 11-6. Second service error this set on Roosevelt, 5 total. Allie Davis to serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, Evenson. Set up the middle, the hit. Drilled up the middle by Goebel, her fifth kill. Again, Roosevelt back within 4, 11-7. Tyrrell into the front row for the Riders. And I believe serving is Wiebesek, but I can't see her number. Yep, it's Wiebesek. Serve received, Juergens. Hampton sets. Left side hit, Claggett up the middle. Dug out by Evenson. Backline attack, Evenson pops it back row. Pass ahead, and attacking is Hampton Hines. Puts it up the middle. Roosevelt digs it out. Right side hit, Tyrrell. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton will quick set it. Set. They hit by Roosevelt. Goes wide right. Was there a tip on that? There was not. Boy, it really went at an odd angle on the hit by Roosevelt. Huron up 12-7. Madison Hirschman, serving specialist on the floor for Huron. Herser pops it back row to a Bleeker. Set to the left. Hit. Tigers get a block on it. Roosevelt cleans it up. Comes to the right side. Brower through the block. Brower answers for Roosevelt. Huron 12, Riders 8. Riley Brower, her third kill, first of this set. Now she steps back to serve. And Hilton Hines back at her libero position for Huron. Brower sends it back row. Allie Davis set to the left. Claggett will drill it into the net. And Roosevelt within three, 12-9. Huron led 8-1 early. Vanderwall didn't do a timeout, just decided, I'm just going to let the girls play through it, and now they're back within three. Brower serving. Serve received Davis. Quick set across by Hampton. Roosevelt digs it out. Free ball across to Evenson. Tigers can set it up. Set in the middle, and to make more depth, and Hines just weren't in good position to make that happen. Error by Huron, and Roosevelt within 12-10. Timeout Huron, as Roosevelt has gotten themselves back into this second set. Huron up one set to none. We'll take a timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Spring kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on timeout, up 12-10, but we're up 8-1 early in this set, but Roosevelt has battled back. And Brower serving off the Huron Tiger timeout. Brower back row, and Davis goes sideways, tracked down by Hilton Hines, freeballed by Juergens. Roosevelt can set it up. Set to the left. The hit Evenson dug out Hilton Hines. Claggett over to get it back to the middle. Going to be a free ball by Hampton. Wiebesek the set. The hit up the middle. Off the net. Must have been blocked by Huron. Left side hit Evenson. Now we have a late whistle. And looks like a line call going against Roosevelt. Someone stepped over that center line. Don't see that called often. 13-10. Huron up three and Hampton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Huron, Hampton Hines sends it back row and goes long. Service error Huron, Roosevelt back within two, 13-11. Second service error on Huron, four total. Bleeker to serve for Roosevelt. They're back within two at 13-11. And Bleeker goes long. It's almost like it's contagious. One team does a service error. The other one returns the favor. 14-11. Huron back up by three. Third service error this set on Roosevelt. Serve receive. Back row Monker. Back set. Right side hit Terrell. Tigers get a dig off it. Left side Davis will punch it. Partially blocked. Roosevelt. Wiebesek sets it. The tip, just hanging in the air and just tipping it lightly over to the side of the double block. Avery Allenstein, her fourth kill. Roosevelt again within two, 14-12. In set two again here on up, one set to none. Matea Cousins on to serve for Roosevelt. Back row, Hampton or Hilton Hines. Hampton sends it ahead. Davis will just free ball it, block. Roosevelt keeps it alive, set in the middle. They hit up the middle, rolls through for the kill, Allenstein. And Roosevelt has it down to one at 14-13. Again, 8-1 here on early, now 14-13. Roosevelt a chance to tie. Omeg Mardeth played it, would have been out. Back to the middle will be hit to the back row by Davis, and the dig went off as a couple of girls in the back row for Roosevelt, we're undecided who should make the play on it. Davis, her fourth kill. Huron back up two, 15-13. Huron really hasn't had a run since the opening of the set. Serve by Hilton Hines. Serve receive by Bleeker. Right side. The tip over the block. Nice dig. Claggett. Kept alive by Davis. Free balled by Hampton Hines. Bump by Bleeker. Left side. Evenson will go down the line. Nice dig by Hampton. Free ball by Hilton. Here comes Roosevelt again. Wiebesek will set it. And the tip into the back row. Hilton Hines there. Hampton back sets. Dreyer with the hit up the middle. Nice dig. Nice play. Monker. Here comes Evenson. Has it blocked at the net. Roosevelt stays with it. Evenson with the tip and tips it out. Evenson was thinking about that block on her prior swing by Dreyer and Simmonsma. Try to go around it and hit it out. 16-13 Huron. Hilton Hines serving to the corner. Serve receive Cousins. Quick set across. Huron digs it out. Set to the left. Davis winds up and goes long. Was there a touch? Yes, there's a touch on Roosevelt. Touch on Roosevelt. Kill for Davis. 17-13. Davis with five kills. Huron getting a little momentum back. Hilton Hines serving to the corner. Cousins shanks it. It's an ace. And Huron back up five, 18-13. Hilton Hines, that's her second ace of the night. One in each set. Huron up 18-13 here in set two. Up one set to none, and Hilton Hines again on the serve. Send it back row. Bleeker plays that one. Wiebesek with the set. The hit, was it into the net or blocked? Must have been blocked and out, so point Roosevelt, 18-14. That'll be a kill for Allenstein. I have her for six. From my vantage point, I really can't tell if it went net or block. Serving is Evenson. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Davis left side. Blocked, and it goes back sideways across the Huron court. Dreyer made a play on it. If she had not, it might have went out. Instead, the block kill for Roosevelt. They're back within three at 18-15. Wiebesek with her second kill off the block. Serve goes long. Service error. Evenson. Huron back up four, 19-15. That is the fourth service error this set on Roosevelt. Seven total in the match, and Juergens serving for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, serve received Cousins. Wiebesek with the set, the hit. Tigers got a block on it. Set in the middle. Simmonsma goes to the corner, nobody home. Kenzie Simmonsma, a good job of checking out the court, found the open corner. Second kill for Simmonsma, and Roosevelt takes a timeout. Huron up 20-15 in set two. Up one set to none. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
New era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron up 20-15 in set two, getting a nice little run. Vanderwall using his first timeout. Each team has one timeout remaining. See if Huron can continue to build on the momentum here, leading 20-15. Maddie Juergens will serve off the Roosevelt timeout for the Huron Tigers. Juergens sends it back row to Cousins. Wiebesek with the set. The hit right side. Dig by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Davis left side. Punches it to the corner. Cousins is there. Quick set across. Wiebesek. Tigers dig it out. Davis again. Throw the block. Finds the corner. Kill for Allie Davis. 21-15. Huron up six. Davis with six kills. That leads Huron. Three in each set. 21-15 Huron. And Juergens serving. Puts it to the corner. Serve receive by Evenson, left side hit. Brower off the top of the net, deflected back by Huron. Here comes Brower again into the net, and Huron starting to stretch it out now at 22-15 in set two. Nice student body here for Huron. Not sure what the theme is. Most everybody's wearing shirts, ties, and suit coats, and then shorts. Roosevelt third hit. Brower will send it across. Nice play, Juergens. And then we have a late whistle, and they call a double hit on Juergens. Boy, that looked like a nice play by Maddie, but she gets called for the double hit. Roosevelt gets one back. It's 22-16 with Allenstein to serve for the Riders. Back row, serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set to the left. The tip by Davis. Cousins is there. Send it up ahead. Brower left side and drops it on that back line. Here on Let It Go. Not sure anybody could have got to it anyway. Brower with her fourth kill, and Roosevelt closes within five, 22-17. Allenstein serving. Claggett on serve, receive. Hampton with a quick set across. Evenson gets there from the middle, tipped by Roosevelt, and then nobody went after it. It was dug out by Hampton. Hines came right to her, and then nobody made a play on it. 22-18, Roosevelt within four. Roosevelt with 3 points in a row. Serve, receive, Claggett. Hines will back set Simmonsma from the right side. Block back, and Huron can't clean it off the net. Kind of a flat-footed attack by Simmonsma. Goble gets the block kill, and Roosevelt within three, 22-19. 4-0 run by the Riders. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will hit it across, but blocked at the net by Goble. And Roosevelt right back into it at 22-20. Roosevelt a 5-0 run. They're within 22-20. Ty still not using that second timeout. Serve, receive, Claggett. Here's the quick set across. Roosevelt can set it up. Left side, Brower hits. Hilton Hines reaches out to get it. Set to the left. Davis with the tip over the block. Cousins there. Wiebesek sets in the middle. Pushed across by Roosevelt. Set for Davis again to the corner. Nobody home. Allie Davis, a good job of seeing the court. And Huron breaks the Roosevelt run. 23-20 Huron. 7 kills for Allie Davis. Davis now serving. Serve, receive, Evenson. Set in the middle. Tipped and just rolls across the net. Goble with the kill. Roosevelt right back within two. 23-21. Wiebesek will serve for Roosevelt as Tyrrell has checked into the front row. She's the ninth grader. Serve back row, Juergens. Bumped by Hines. Claggett left side, back row. Bleeker plays it. Back set, right side hit Tyrrell. Tigers got a block on it. Going to be bumped by Hilton Hines. Just a free ball here by Claggett. From the middle, they hit. Tigers block it, but it goes sideways. Another kill, Goble. And it's a one-point set, 23-22. Huron going to burn their second timeout here. Huron's led by 7. They've led by 5. Now they lead by 1. 23-22, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Truly right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Roosevelt within one, Huron out of timeouts, Wiebesek serving. Davis is there over the net. Tigers able to fight and get it back across. Roosevelt can set it up. Tyrrell right side. Tigers block it. Hilton Hines there. Hampton will set. Claggett left side. Powers it down the middle. Go to your trustworthy hitter. That's Deja Claggett. And Huron at set point 24-22. Klagen with her fourth kill. And at set point, Madison Hirschman in to serve, but Roosevelt going to use their final timeout here on up 24-22, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
G is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Splinter Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
24-22 Huron Tigers leading. Both teams out of timeouts. And Madison Hirschman will serve at set point for Huron. Hirschman sends it across and right in front of Bleeker for the ace. That's the way you end the set. Huron hangs on 25-22 on an ace by Madison Hirschman. Huron up two sets to none. Timeout 2 minutes, then back with set three on Dakota Sports.
A heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Hertz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron up two sets to none, 25-20-22. Washington leads Brookings two sets to none, 25-4, 25-13. Jefferson leads Mitchell two sets to none, 25-14-15. Harrisburg took the first set from Pier, 28-26. O'Gorman and Brandon Valley are tied at one set apiece. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. A game of runs in that second set, although Huron led the entire way, but Huron led 8-1, but Roosevelt came back, got within two, I think. No, got within one. Then Huron extended the lead out to five, only to see Roosevelt get within one again. But Huron did pull out that second set, 25-22. But Roosevelt, maybe they're thinking, you know, we got ourselves a little momentum by coming back there in the second set. But, of course, now they need to push forward here, down two sets to none. Bleeker will serve to open up our third set. She'll send it back row. Davis Hines will bump it to Claggett. Left side blocked and out. Here on up, 1-0. Deja Claggett with the kill. She's got 5. And 1-0 Huron. Hampton Hines to serve for the Huron Tigers. Dreyer into the front row. Serve, receive, kind of a knuckleball. Weba High sets. Here's the hit. Terrell into the net. And Huron up 2-0. Hines looks to keep momentum going for our Huron Tigers. Put it back row and serve, receive, Monker to the left side. Evenson with the hit, cross court, and tipped by Huron. Might have been in anyway, 2-1 lead. Roosevelt on the board. Evenson with her 8th kill. She had 6 in the first set, a little quieter there in the second set. Matea Cousins to serve and play back row for Roosevelt, 2-1. Huron leading early third set. There's an ace as it died right in front of Claggett. Wasn't really out a lot on it. It was a real slow serve, but again, just kind of dumped right in front of Claggett. An ace for Cousins. Serve receive Hilton Hines, bumped by Hampton. Make more death will free ball to Bleeker. Set in the middle. The tip. Nice dig by Davis and then bop back by Roosevelt. We're tied at 2. No, Roosevelt. Up 3-2. Roosevelt gets a 3-2 lead off the block there by Wiebesek, her 3rd kill. First time Roosevelt's led since early in the first set. Now here on serve receive. The serve receives there, and then nobody goes to the ball. And Roosevelt a 4-0 run, and they lead 4-2 after Huron looked like they had a chance to get momentum. That's gone. Serve receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton quick set to the corner. Nice recovery by Bleeker. Evenson left side, dumps it in the corner. Nobody home, and Roosevelt up quickly 5-2. Kaylee Evenson now has 8 kills. And Roosevelt a 5-0 run here in set 3. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Claggett, right side, just has to pop it back row. Wiebesek with the set. The tip back in the corner. Nobody home. Allenstein sees the floor for her 7th kill, and Roosevelt having their best run of the night. 6-0 run, Roosevelt. Serve, Claggett goes down to get it, overpass, Cousins there, set to the left, here's the tip, Evenson goes wide left. Was there a touch? There was not. Breaks the 6-0 run by Roosevelt at 6-3, Riders. Huron gets the serve back with Claggett. Claggett, back row, serve, receive, Bleeker, left side, Evenson, and that will come off of Hines in the back row. Evenson, another kill, 7-3. Evenson now with 3 kills here in the set, 10 total. They kind of went away from her, it seemed like, in the second set after she was strong in the first set. Evenson now serving for Roosevelt. To Claggett. Hilton will set, or Hampton will set. Hit across Meg Moradeth. Roosevelt there. Left side hit Brower. Tigers get the dig. Just going to be a free ball by Davis. Roosevelt back sets. Right side hit. Cross court off of Hampton Hines. Allenstein with the kill. She's got 8. Boy, Roosevelt just looks like a different team here now as they're up 8-3 in set 3. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. Serve back to the corner. Claggett. Bump to the left. Going to be tipped across by Davis. Here's the set. The right side tip into the net. Allenstein was trying to go over to the Davis block and just never got anything on it. Air by Roosevelt. Huron back within 4 at 8-4. Huron's got to find a way to get on a run. Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Back row, and nice play by Roosevelt. Brower kept it off the floor. They get it across. Here's Simmonsma with the hit. Bleeker with the dig, but a net call going to go on Roosevelt. Huron finally attacking some. We hadn't seen much of that since that early 2-0 lead. Huron back within 8-5 here in set 3, up 2 sets to none. Hilton Hines serving. Serve receive, back row, Evenson, and blocked by Simmonsma. Wiebesek was trying to do the quick serve off the second, or the quick set off the second hit, and Simmons was there to block it back. Her third kill here on within two at 8-6. Hilton Hines serving. Back to the corner. Going to be bumped by Wiebesek. Cross the court. The hit by Brower. Dug out. Quick set by Hines. Here comes Roosevelt again. Brower again. Back row. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton will send it ahead. Free ball to the back row by Davis. Wiebesek sets back line attack. Evenson. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Saved by Klagen. Third hit. Davis had no chance to get it across. Roosevelt breaks that here on run, and the Riders up 9-6. Goble back into the front row for Roosevelt. And serving is Avery Allenstein. Serve received Klagen from the net. The set, the tip by Dreyer, partially blocked. Roosevelt controls. Here's the tip across. Klagen almost double clutched on it. Quick set across Hines. Roosevelt scrambling. They'll get to it. Third hit. Free balled into the net. The quick set had its effect by Hines as the opposing setter, Wiebesek, had to make the play on it on the first hit, and Roosevelt couldn't get it set up. 9-7 here on back within two. Maddie Jurgens to serve and play back roll for Huron. Serve receive, pass ahead. And left side Brower down the middle. Back out by Jurgens, pass ahead. Davis from the middle goes to the corner. Cousins there. From the middle of the hit, back row, nice play, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set it ahead. Again, free ball, Davis. And Bleeker plays up in the back row. Here comes Brower again and powers it past the back row. Roosevelt back up 3-10-7. Riley Brower with her fifth kill. Roosevelt up 10-7. Terrell into the front row for the Riders. And serving, I believe, is Wiebesek. Back row to Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set Simmonsma right side through the block and ricochets off of Bleeker. Nice answer by Simmonsma, her fourth kill. 10-8. You're on within two, playing catch up right now. In set three, Allie Davis serving. Davis back row, serve, receive. Back center right side hit. Blocked at the net by Huron or into the net. I think it was blocked. Nope, four hit attack. Huron, though, within one at 10-9. Roosevelt almost looking a little too over-aggressive at times. Davis serving. Serve receive back row. Boy, Terrell just hit it at the last second. Brower will hit it long. But again, after the initial serve receive, Roosevelt just didn't have anybody take charge. And while they did get their three hits, their third hit went way long. And Huron's come back to tie it at 10. Davis serving, and she'll serve long. Roosevelt regains the lead at 11-10. First service error, either team here in this set. That is the fifth total on Huron. Ryder serving with Brower. Back row Davis, bumped by Hampton Hines. Free balled by Jurgens. From the net, here's the back set. Tyrrell with the hit up the middle. Nice play, Hilton Hines. Davis keeps it alive. Free balled across by Hampton. From the middle, the hit, and that goes right to the corner. Set up nicely on the quick set to Goble. Goble with the kill. She's got 10 kills for Roosevelt. They're back up 2 at 12-10. Brower serving for the Riders. Serve receive. Jurgens and fighting at the net and out last by Hilton Hine. Boy, it looked like, almost looked like he had Roosevelt playing over the net there, but they don't make that call. Roosevelt gets the point at 13-10. As Goble was reaching over, it looked like Hines had a chance to make a play on it. Hampton will set. Klagen left side, drills it up the middle. Nice dig by Brower, and there's nobody in the back row. Huron bunched in, and Brower made a great dig. Put it to the back row on the overpass, and there was nobody home. Brower gets the kill, and Huron wants a timeout. 14-10 Roosevelt. We'll take a timeout. 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
14-10, Roosevelt leading in set three. Huron up two sets to none, but outside of an early 2-0 lead by Huron, Roosevelt is led here in set three, and Huron using a timeout. Riders on the serve with Brower, who just made the great play in the back row. Bumped by Hampton Hines, Claggett left side, cross court, dumps it in front of Bleeker. Not a lot on it, but she knew right where she wanted to place it. Dumped it in front of Bleeker for the kill. Claggett with six kills. 14-11 here on within three, and that brings in serving specialist Madison Hirschman. Hirschman pops it back row, serve receive Roosevelt, back set Brower, Bertero on the right side, dug out by Davis, and Claggett will free ball it, blocked at the net, will play on, and going to be free balled by Claggett, and this time they call Huron with a double hit. Huron never looked like they were really in sync there that whole time. 15-11, Roosevelt. Hilton Hines back in to play back row for Roosevelt. Bleeker serving for the Riders. Back row, Davis. Hilton sets. Here's Meg Moradeth up the middle and off the back row player. Sam Meg Moradeth with the kill. Huron back within three at 15-12. Meg Moradeth with her fifth kill. And Hampton Hines back to serve. Huron just needs a run. They haven't had anything like that here in this third set. Serve receive back row, Roosevelt, Monker. Left side hit. That looked like it went off the antenna. It did. Point Huron. Huron back within two, 15-13. The hit off that left side, I believe, was by Allenstein. 15-13, Huron within two. Serve Monker back row. Here's the hit. And into the net or block. Either way, point Huron. Huron within one, 15-14. Must have went into the net by Roosevelt. They aren't putting anything up on the scoreboard for Huron. Huron a chance to tie with Hampton Hines serving. Back row serve received Monker. Pass ahead. Tipped across by Tyrrell. Dug out Brower. Set ahead. Claggett just going to free ball it up the middle and found the campfire for the kill, and we're tied at 15. She just did a real flat line drive, some English on it, it dropped right in front of Monker. Seven kills for Claggett. We're tied at 15. Serve back row, serve receive Roosevelt. Set to the left, Evenson. Tigers got a block on it. Keep it alive, third hit, free ball by Claggett. Back row, Bleeker. Roosevelt will back set, Tyrrell right side, blocked and out, in! It dropped in on the block by Huron. Give the block kill to Deja Claggett, who now has eight kills, four in this set. And Huron regains the lead, 16-15, in set three. Served by Hines. Set at the net, the hit, partially blocked. Tigers dig it out. Claggett, left side, cross court. Bleeker gets over to it. From the middle, the tip to the corner. Hampton there. Hilton will pass it ahead. Claggett will go through the block. Ricochet, third hit. Evenson will hit it out. Was there a touch? There was. Yep, there was a touch. I thought so. We're tied at 16. I don't think Huron realizes yet, but it was a touch. Hampton Hines thought she was going to serve again, but I was sure I saw a touch on that. The kill goes to Evenson, her 11th. Set, Meg Moradeth coming off the left side. Blocked by Roosevelt, they'll dig it out. Set to the left, Evenson again, winds up. Tigers block it. And net call on Roosevelt. Huron back up, 17-16 here in set three. Again, Huron up, two sets to none. And Claggett serving for Huron. Davis moves into the front row. Claggett pops it back row. Played by Cousins. Quick set across Roosevelt. Clay get a nice play. Davis on the left side. Cross played by Cousins. Set to the left. Hit into the net. And Huron goes up 18-16. Roosevelt's had a led by as many as five, and now Roosevelt is going to use a timeout. Huron has rallied to lead here 18-16 in set three. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
7-1 run by Huron. They now lead 18-16. Each team has used a timeout here in set three. Huron up two sets to none. And Deja Claggett looking to serve and keep momentum going for the Tigers. Quiet. Claggett serves, played by Bleeker. Set in the middle, the tip, Claggett digs it out, back set. Here comes Dreyer up the middle, Monker over to get that. Left side, Evenson winds up, blocked at the net. Dreyer there, back set right side, and Davis will pop it in the middle and drop it in front of Monker. I think Roosevelt thought it was going to go back to Dreyer. Instead, Hines went behind her back to Davis. Allie gets the kill. Her eighth, Huron up 19-16. Claggett serving, Bleeker plays it. Weba Ice with the set. Evenson hits into the net. And Roosevelt can't dig it out, and the run continues for Huron. Actually, it was a block at the net by Meg Moradeth, her sixth. And Huron up 20-16. And Roosevelt going to burn their last time out. Huron on a 9-1 run to lead 20-16 in set three. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron, check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron serving to Roosevelt. Quick timeout by Vanderwall. He kept the girls in the huddle maybe 15 seconds. Serve across. Tipped and knocked over by Wiebesek as she won the battle with Davis at the top of the net. A much-needed kill for Roosevelt. Fourth for Wiebesek. Roosevelt breaks that run by Huron and is 20-17. Huron's lead at three. Now Evenson serving for Roosevelt. Serve received. Claggett. Hampton will set. Meg Moradeth shanked in the back row by Cousins. Meg Moradeth with the kill. She's got seven. Huron up 21-17. Simmonsma into the front row for Huron. Hilton Hines to serve for the Huron Tigers. Hilton puts it back row. Serve received. Cousins kind of shanks it. They'll keep it alive. Brower free balls into the net. Was not a good serve receive, and Roosevelt could not get the ball going in the right direction. Here on up 22-17. Hilton Hines serving again. Hilton puts it back row, played by Evenson. Weba Heist will get it over left side. Brower cross court, dumps it in front of Claggett. Brower, a good job of seeing the court, went cross court with the shot. Point Roosevelt is 22-18 here on. Brower, I have her for seven kills, as does the scoreboard. Serving is Avery Allenstein. And serves long. Serve air. Roosevelt, that's their first one, I believe, of this set. And here on 2 points away at 23-18. Eighth service here on Roosevelt. First one of this set. 23-18 Huron in set three, and Juergens serving. Juergens puts it to the corner. Cousins gets over to get it. Left side, Brower will hit up the middle. Hilt Nines there. Hampton will set. Davis through the block. Dug out by Evenson. Set in the middle and put into the back row by Roosevelt. Bump ahead. Davis will just tip it into the middle. Nobody home. Campfire shot Davis. And Huron at match point, 22-18 on the campfire shot by Allie Davis. Maddie Juergens serving at match point for Huron. Back row, serve, receive, Evenson. Weba Heiss with the set. Brower hits back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will quick set. In the middle, in the campfire. Huron Tigers rally in the third set and win it 25-18. Huron outscores Roosevelt 14-3 to end the set. And they take the match 25-20, 22-18. Huron now four wins in a row, 12-10. Roosevelt drops to 7-11. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
And it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Solid effort overall for the Huron Tigers. Back row played great. Only had two aces for Roosevelt as opposed to seven for Huron. And Tigers just may get a nice win here tonight over, well, anytime you beat a Sioux Falls school, you're always going to feel good about that. But Huron finishing that third set on a 14-3 run as they just took control and never let Roosevelt recover, even though they took two timeouts during that stretch. And the Tigers win their fourth in a row now at 12-10. Here's my stats for the match for Roosevelt. An ace for Matea Cousins, 8 kills, Avery Allenstein, 10 kills, Avery Goble. 4 kills for Kate Wiebesek, 11 kills, 1 ace for Kaylee Evenson, 7 kills for Riley Brower. Roosevelt now 7-11 on the season. For the Huron Tigers, Deja Clegg at 8 kills, 2 aces, 7 kills, Samantha Meg-Moradeth, 2 aces, Hilton Hines, 9 kills, Allie Davis, 2 aces, Madison Hirschman. 3 kills for Aurora Dreyer, 4 kills, 1 ace for Hampton Hines, and 4 kills for Kinsey Simmonsma. Tigers win it in straight sets. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Come back, talk to Coach Ulmer next on Dakota Sports.
offers in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we are back in the Huron Arena as the Huron Tigers come out with a sweep tonight of the Roosevelt Rough Riders, 25-20, 22-18. Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers, joins us here. And, Coach, first things first, for me anyway, I thought that was our most solid match in pretty much every area. There were contributions from every girl who stepped on the floor.
Yeah, I think we stepped up our game a little bit tonight. We knew what we had to execute, and, I mean, did we make errors? Yeah. But did we recover from those easily? Yes. And that's what we're trying to teach them. Just recover from your mistakes, and everything will go our way.
You know, and the girls were aggressive, and that's the thing. You stay aggressive, good things are going to happen, be it serving, be it ready for the serve-receive. I had us only giving up two aces tonight. That means we're getting the ball back, getting it in position. And, you know, like I said, solid all around, probably maybe the best match of the season for the back row.
Yep, and they were a little tight on the second and third set, and then we had our passes off the first set, so we're like, okay, can you find the happy medium this second half of the third set? And I think they did that well. With the aggressiveness, we told the hitters no tipping yesterday at practice, so they had to swing, and they executed that tonight as well.
Seemed like just different girls had the hot hand. Aurora Dreyer had a couple of nice plays there in the beginning. Allie Davis kind of rolled us through that held us through that second set, and then Deja just came alive in the third set. And that kind of goes to the setter, Hampton Hines. She finds the hot hand, keeps going there.
Yeah, she knows who she's looking for when and what's the right hitter at the right time. And do we have a strong hitter? No. So we have to spread the ball, and we have to make sure that our hitters are executing and being hot at all times.
You know, not to mention Sam Magmoradeth too, just kind of in that whole thing. Mackenzie Simmonsma, you know, while you don't have that go-to hitter, you got five girls that are capable of making the plays, and then Hampton sometimes just turns herself into a offensive player as well.
Right, and we know we have five go-to hitters, and that's what we need. We need to spread it out because we're not going to find our strongest hitter at times, and we need to make sure that we have everybody ready to go.
And finally, we'll go First National Bank Player of the Game. Maddie Juergen's going to be our Player of the Game. It's kind of a back row award, but, you know, Maddie hasn't won it yet, and she's part of that. You know, she's another girl, really hadn't stepped on the varsity court before the beginning of this season, kind of like Allie Davis, but, boy, she just fit right in there.
Yep, and from the beginning of the season to now, I think she's grown. She knows that her defense needs to be solid, and she has to get the ball up to the setter on serve receiving, and she's doing that well, and she keeps working on it every day.
And now, a nice win here. Always good when you beat a Sioux Falls school. You get four wins in a row. Now it doesn't get very easy. Number two, Jefferson, looms on Thursday down there. Bottom line is, you know, you're not going to back down anyone. When you win four in a row, you need to go into a game like Jefferson with confidence.
Yep, and we just need to see where we're at, right? Like, we need to play a higher-up team and just see if we can compete and see what level we're at this point.
And finally, hey, this is, you know, like I said, I thought it was the best we put together all season here. And you did mention the girls are kind of tired here. This is four matches in each day, in 8 days, but at least they've been at home. But now we're back on the road again.
We are back on the road, but it's just one this week, right? So we're going to recover Friday, have the weekend, and then come in Monday and work for Pierre. So they just need to make sure that they're putting in the work tomorrow, competing on Thursday, and then they get a little off day on Friday.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers. The Tigers win it here in straight sets. We'll take a final timeout of 2 minutes. Wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsauster with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
One last time from the Huron Arena, I'm Jeff Duffy as we have a three-set sweep here tonight. Again, let's do a final Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here on Tigers sweep the Roosevelt Rough Riders tonight, 25-20, 22-18. Huron's fourth win in a row, now 12-10 on the season. Roosevelt drops to 7-11. Washington swept Brookings tonight, 25-4, 13-14. Jefferson swept Mitchell in straight sets, 25-14, 15-9. Huron goes to Jefferson on Thursday. Harrisburg defeated Pierre in three, a battle in the first set, 28-26. Then 25-20, 25-13. Harrisburg rides it out to the end. Then matches still in play. Watertown leads Lincoln 2-1. And O'Gorman leads Brandon Valley 2-1. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, Thursday at Jefferson, 6:40 pre-match, 7 o'clock start here on Tiger 95. Tigers sweep the Riders tonight. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports.